When Joseph was made ruler over the land of Egypt, he did just as he had always done. It was not Joseph's way to sit down and rest and enjoy himself, and to make others wait on him. He found his work at once and began to do it faithfully and thoroughly. He went out over all the land of Egypt and saw the rich and abundant grain fields. He saw how the fields gave much more than the people could use. So he told the people not to waste it, but to save it for the coming time of need. He also called on the people to give one bushel of grain out of every five for storage. The people brought their grain, and Joseph stored it up in great storehouses. He stored so much that no one could keep account of it. The king of Egypt gave a wife to Joseph from the noble young women of his kingdom. Her name was Asenath, and to Joseph and his wife God gave two sons. The older son he named Manasseh, a word which means making to forget. "For," said Joseph, "God has made me forget all my troubles." The second son he named Ephraim, a word that means fruitful. "Because," said Joseph, "God has not only made the land fruitful, but he has made me fruitful in the land of my troubles." These 7 years of plenty soon passed by, and then came the years of need. In all the lands around Egypt, people were hungry because there was no food for them to eat. But in the land of Egypt, everybody had enough. Most of the people soon used up the grain that they had saved. Many had saved none at all, and they all cried to the king to help them. "Go to Joseph," said King Pharaoh, "and do whatever he tells you to do." Then the people came to Joseph, and he opened the storehouses and sold to the people all the grain that they wished to buy. And not only the people of Egypt came to buy grain, but people of all the lands around as well, for there was great need and famine everywhere. And the need was as great in the land of Canaan, where Jacob lived, as in other lands. Jacob was rich in flocks, cattle, gold, and silver, but his fields gave no grain, and there was danger that his family and his people would starve. Jacob, who was now called Israel, also heard that there was food in Egypt, and so he said to his sons, "Why do you look at each other, asking what to do to find food? I have been told that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that land and take money with you and buy grain, so that we may have bread and may live." Then the 10 older brothers of Joseph